Welcome to Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 19. Yes, I had to look at the show notes to remind myself of which season it was and which episode it was. That's how attentive I am to Last Save Loaded podcast. My name is Colm Sheridan, the first. Some people call me Reggie, after my father, which it is my second name anyway. But let's not ramble on about me, because it's not always about me. It's also about my friend, Justin Shirtless Smith. Good evening, Justin. How is it going?
It's going well, although you've confused me why I'm now shirtless, Smith.
Well, I mean, you don't wear shorts in the office and you don't wear them outside, so you're shirtless.
I see.
Look, it's a spirit of the moment thing. I go with it. You know what I mean? As my doctor said, you should be a comedian. I said, well, the prices you charge, you should be a bleeding comedian. Anyway, how is things, Justin?
Things are fine, Mr. Colin.
We should do a front pocket this week, because Justin's got something in his front pocket, haven't you? Oh!
Yes, I mean, we can talk about that in due course. But
of course.
It's been some nice weather. The weather today was forecast as being a bit starting off sunny and then going on to rain in the evening. Yesterday it was nice and sunny. Saturday was get the sunglasses out. And yeah, it's been a nice series of days. What's the weather been like there? Is it overcast? Is it raining?
Much the same. It's a bit of overcast, a bit of sunshine here and there. And a bit of rain, a bit of everything really. It's pleasant enough. It's 17 degrees at the moment. So, yeah. So it's not too bad. Yeah, yesterday wasn't great now. Torrential rain and stuff like that. So, yeah, get you down a bit. But, you know, what can you do? Just put a sun lamp on and you'll be flying. And so, yeah. Yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, we're not here to talk about the weather. This is not a weather forecast, Justin. This is two fellas chatting in each other's room, in separate rooms. So
in their own rooms.
Yeah, in their own rooms.
Not in each other's rooms.
Not in each other's rooms.
That would mean we've house swapped.
Someday.
Yes.
We'd be together.
Maybe. Yes. We'll be doing a live recording soon enough.
Do I need to bring my snowball?
No, we will do like last time. We will sit adjacent to each other.
In between the snowball.
Next to the desk here.
Okay, lovely.
No, it'll be the Yeti, not the snowball.
Oh, will we be doing it in your office or your bedroom?
Yeah.
Office, I suppose, yeah. We'll be doing it in the office and the bedroom. Okay, that should be fun. So I'm just wondering, Justin, what have you got in your little pocket there? You've got a few things. You've been posting quite a few things that... You know, been splurging lately, haven't you? Like, I've seen a Lego thing which looked quite large.
I've had a couple of Lego things which look quite large. So, last week, I took Ruth to Smith's Toy Superstore because I was under the impression that there was going to be a new Star Wars Lego set released for ahead of May the 4th, Star Wars Day.
Yeah.
And what I wanted wasn't there. But Ruth said, oh, well, what about this? And sure enough, she bought me a Lego X-Wing, which I promptly built. And it was very easy to build. So much so to the extent where I haven't put the stickers on it. I'm actually considering taking it apart, putting it back in the bags, as it were, and then doing a stop-motion build of it. And maybe sticking that on YouTube.
That's very technical, Justin.
Some people like doing that.
Ah, some people do. People with plenty of time in their hands, I believe.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
But that's one thing I could do. And I'm actually considering doing, because it was quite fun. But then we went back to Smith's today because the kit that I was after had been released on the 1st of May. And as to go with the X-Wing, which has working S-foils, the as in the X-Wings open, I now have the freshly released TIE Interceptor and Fang Fighter from The Mandalorian.
Ooh.
So, yes, that's the set that I wanted. Let's not talk about how much they cost.
Yeah, I just they don't come cheap, Justin. I've seen these bad boys in the shop in Smith's, and I have just breezed by them and, you know, kept walking for fear that I might have picked one up.
The X-Wing's around £40. The double set that we picked up today was 90.
Yeah.
For my birthday, Ruth has a request from me to get me the Lego TIE Bomber, which is my favourite ship.
Yeah.
In the franchise. And when I saw that was getting a Lego set, you know, back in Christmas, I knew it was coming out, and I was like, oh yes, I shall very much like to have that. We had discussions on, well, what would you rather have for your birthday, the Lego set or Jedi Survivor? And I was like, well, Jedi Survivor might need to be played sooner, so, you know, maybe I might just buy that, in which case the other one is a better one to get for my birthday.
Oh.
I haven't got Jedi Survivor yet.
Oh.
We'll wait and see how much it costs for my car to get serviced this week.
Oh, yes, Justin, yes, very much so. But, I mean, we're all safe now because the price of milk has gone down again, so yippee.
Has it? I haven't noticed.
Yeah.
So I've had a few Lego sets in the last week. As I alluded to on the last podcast, I now have the PlayStation VR 2.
Still in the back of your car along with the Christmas decorations, no?
It has been used. If you look at what I've been playing, you would see it has been used.
Ooh, sexy.
But at the time, it was only available, as it is right now, only available direct from PlayStation Store.
Smelly Shop for an extra 550 euros.
I went online and I asked if people had, you know, found good value for money in Horizon Forbidden, Call of the Mountain, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And one person replied and basically said, for £40, it's an 8-hour lovely-looking tech demo.
Mm.
And I thought, I'm not a die-hard Horizon fan, because if I was, I would have played the second game by now.
Yeah.
Despite owning it, I've owned it for many weeks.
All right.
And it's on PS Plus anyway. But no, I haven't got that. So I didn't get that, but I did get the charging dock for the controllers.
Nice.
So I ordered it on last Monday. Ooh. And it was delivered Tuesday.
Very good. That's quick.
And then 2-3 days later, it gets announced, oh, they're going to be in shops soon.
Hmm.
Which, if I'd have known it was going in the shops, I would have waited, because then I could have had some discount. or some nectar points or something.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Never mind. So, yes, I've got it. And I spent all day not opening it. And then I went... I opened it Tuesday night when I got in from my blood bowl. And it said, like, oh, well, the controllers haven't got any charge in them, so you need to charge them before you can use it.
Mm.
So I was like, okay, I'll put them on charge. And I went to bed. And then Ruth was off on Wednesday. I was at work and I sort of said, well, why don't you come over and give it a go? She was going, but it's yours. You should have the first go. I'm like, I really don't care. Crack on.
Yeah.
So she played for a little bit on Wednesday morning and then felt a little bit dizzy, so stopped.
Mm.
And I have since then had a bit of a go on a couple of games. I haven't yet played the one game that I bought that I wanted to play straight away.
Which is?
I have not yet played Star Wars Tales from Galaxy's Edge because I hadn't downloaded it, because in this house I don't really have much space to move around.
Yeah.
But it was this morning that I looked online and saw that it can be played sat down, so I thought, well, in which case I can just download it. And I also didn't need to delete a load of stuff off the hard drive, which is what I was thinking I might have to
do.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, yes, I have had a go. And we had Ruth's brother over and his kids yesterday to play Hero Quest.
Nice.
And we put him in the VR afterwards, and he was, you know, going, oh, look, it's a dog. Hello. Who's a good boy? As opposed to Ruth, who I could hear on Wednesday, I could hear her downstairs just giggling to herself and going, it's a dog, it's a penguin.
Excellent.
And yeah, so playing Hero Quest yesterday, this is the first time we have played the game since I bought it probably a year ago.
Yeah.
So Ruth's brother came over with his two sons, and with me and Ruth and Ruth's daughter, there's six people wanting to play. The game only plays four heroes plus one dungeon
master. Oh, God.
So I said, all right, here's what we're going to do. I will do all the reading, and Ruth's daughter can take control of all the monsters.
Nice.
So she's effectively the fifth player, and I'm just the narrator.
Yes.
And
who was the dungeon master then?
Well, between me and Ruth's daughter. So, yeah, cool. I'm reading everything out and handing out the cards as necessary, and she's controlling all the monsters and picking who to attack and rolling all the dice.
Yes, I seen a picture Ruth put up on the Twitter.
Well,
Was that the Hero's Quest?
That was the Hero Quest. So, yeah. Ruth's nephews.
Yeah.
One of them immediately says, well, I better take the barbarian because I always play that sort of character in these things.
Is this okay. the Yu-Gi-Oh fan?
This is the Yu-Gi-Oh fan, yes.
Yeah, okay.
And so he ends up being that, and then between them, they all take different characters and they all get set up. Anyway, the way the game works, you go down corridors, you see doors, you say, I'd like to open the door, and then the dungeon master reveals what's on the other side of the door and yeah. puts out monsters when there's monsters.
Yeah.
Well, bearing in mind he was the strongest character with the most hit points, he kept opening doors and then moving on and leaving the door open. So, of course, Ruth's daughter then had one to two monsters that could immediately run out and attack people. So rather than open the door and kill what was inside it, he opened the door and then moved away and opened the next door and then moved away. Okay. And proceeded to do this several doors, so there was a big swarm of monsters. Anyway, to cut a long story short, Ruth's daughter ended up killing everyone. So, initially she went for a stage like, oh, I don't want to attack my cousin because, you know, I don't want to be bad. And we had to sort of say, look, you're playing to win and no one's going to be upset. You're supposed to do these things.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, okay then. and then promptly killed a man first.
Excellent.
Then her uncle and the two boys basically like retreated, saying, oh, well, we'll pin ourselves in this one room and just wait for the things to come in one at a time. But because the attacks and defence are all on dice rolls, when they started attacking, they were doing nothing. And when they were defending, they weren't defending very well. So they both died.
Oh, excellent.
Everyone lost, apart from the Dungeon Master team. Yay!
Yay!
We are going to play again. Nice. At a date yet to be arranged. I was awesome. Worried that they'd be going home thinking, like, nah, we don't want to do that again. But apparently the one that was causing all the trouble for everyone else, he went home and started, designing his own RPG-type stuff. So
nice.
Clearly, he did benefit. And Ruth saw one of the expansions on a website this morning for sort of less than half price, and she's ordered that as well. So We're getting extra bits.
Nice.
Other than that, on Tuesday night, as I said, I played the VR after I got home from Blood Bowl. Well, at the Blood Bowl this week, it was giving out the trophies, so I came home with my dirtiest player and most valuable player trophies. Nice. I actually came home with the most touchdown trophies as well, but not because I won it, because the guy that did win it had cycled and wasn't able to take it with him, so he asked me to look after it.
Ah. Excellent.
Yeah, that's what's been going on with me. What about you, Colm? What's been going on?
Not as exciting as yours now, but I did make an appearance on a little stint on Complete Xbox, a guest appearance, ooh, talking about us, of course, as I always do, and it was just a little half 10-15 minute stint, so yeah, that's out at the moment. I believe I also did another review called the book The Book of Babel, which is like a 2D stealth point and click action adventure game, which I enjoyed very much.
Uh-huh.
And I've got my maths exam on the 24th of May. D-Day is coming. So I also went to the optician's last Friday and got a new pair of glasses. According to the optician, who is a very nice man, who sits down and listens to you instead of all the other doctors out there who just want to take the money off you, he was saying that my faraway vision is improved, but that means that your near sight vision disimproves ever so slightly. But he said...
No, not the case.
He said I had a lovely pair of eyeballs.
Oh, that man, he's got a lovely pair on him, he has.
Yeah, so I just said, well, just like the rest of my face. Anyway, so then we had Amelia down on Friday night for to stay over. No, Saturday night, actually. Saturday, and she stayed over and went home on Sunday. So that was lovely. She's a little madam, but yeah, she's getting her tootsie, so hell on earth breaks loose. And yeah, so that's really all that I have to say this week. Oh, I just booked my tickets to see the Chemical Brothers in November. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not too old to rock. Me and the bro go. We went to the last Chemical Brothers concert, and that was fun, so I'm looking forward to that. It's only down the road, it's grand. It's in the point, you know. It's handy. About 10-minute walk from here. So that's great. Then I watched some rugby at the weekend. And that was great. Bit of a walkover for Leinster, but there you go. And yeah, all's good. All's good.
That's
so
what
far.
We'd like to hear.
Yeah, yeah. So nothing else to report. No, nothing else to report at the moment. I haven't bought anything lately, apart from this new glasses, which I was covered for, so that's good.
But Colin, to ask you a question you asked me, are they designer?
No, I don't think so.
They were designed.
They were designed. They're like flexy things. They look nice.
Oh, they're bendy ones, are they?
Oh, they're bendy, yes. And they're stiff, if that's an...
Are you
bendy
expecting
and
to
stiff.
fall into any walls again anytime soon?
Not yet, no. I have no plan on it, but I'll be bringing them with me, so you'll get to look at them.
Okay,
anyway,
lovely.
I do have to tend to wear glasses a lot more now than I did when I was younger. So there you go. Especially when you're playing games. It's always handy to see what's coming.
Yes.
So yeah, there you go, Justin. I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this new VR that you've got. So, without further ado, what was your last save loaded in the chronological order, Justin?
In the chronological order column, my last save loaded was King of Seas.
Oh yeah, that game. Did you buy that game?
I did buy that game.
Good.
And...
I like that game.
Do you?
Well, yeah. I like the look of it.
Okay, I don't dispute the fact that the look of it is nice. I'm a good 5 hours or so into it, and I can only play it for short stints of time because my God, is it boring!
okay.
No, it's all right. It's just that. Okay, so to present what King of Seas is for anyone that hasn't seen any footage of it. It's a game by Team 17, those people that make the Worms games, and you effectively control a boat, whether it be a sloop or a frigate or a galleon. There's 5 different ships you can ultimately get when you go far enough into the story to be able to unlock them, and you are the offspring, either the son or daughter, of the King of the Seas. So this is like in Tortuga area. They have effectively like a, just a, not a pirate king, but a king of all the sailors. And you are getting given your first command, and while you're off at sea doing a run, an explosion happens, the king gets killed, you get framed for it, and you effectively get sunk on the boat you're on and wash up being collected by pirates.
Mm.
And you then become a pirate. So they give you a boat and tell you to sort of work away to clear your name. And you just sail backwards and forwards, shooting cannons out of the left of your ship with the left shoulder button, or the right of the ship with the right shoulder button. And then later on you can upgrade and have some, like, you know, crewmate abilities. One of them is chuck a barrel back behind the ship that if someone's chasing you and the barrel hits them, it explodes and does a load of damage to them. There's different things you can do. Like, you can call in a flock of seagulls to help deflect some of the incoming damage, so the great seagulls get hit and not the boat. But essentially, you're just going backwards and forwards from one target to another. It's kind of like pick up and delivery, or it will say,
yeah.
Like, most recently I got told, oh yeah, go and see the Merchant Queen. So you go to the Merchant Queen, she's like, oh, well, I can get you smuggled into the city, but at the moment there's 3 ships that are attacking all our deliveries, so you need to find these 3 ships and sink them. And of course, at the time, those ships are much stronger than you, so you just need to go round and round and round in circles in the sea until you get enough, overboard sailors or floating crates of treasure and whatnot. Get some level up, and then get stronger stuff, and then upgrade your ship. And then next thing you know, oh, that ship was actually ridiculously easy to kill because I'm now overpowered against it.
Yeah.
And so you do that, and then it says, okay, now you've gone into town. Oh, look, someone's chased you out, and they're coming for you. So now you've got to sink that ship. Or it might say, you know, I was saving up loads of money to get smuggled in. The guy says, oh, I want loads of money. I happen to have 30,000 gold because I was saving up to buy the next, like, the galleon or whatever, which is 50,000. And apparently I needed to pay him 20,000 to smuggle me into town. So it immediately just stole half the money I had. If I didn't have it, it would have then effectively just gone, yeah, go off and roam the seas until you've saved up this much money and then come back.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of grinding. But the problem, main problem is because you're sailing everywhere, there's so much just like bored time where you're just watching your boat go through the water and then going, oh, there's something there, I'll just turn a little bit and pick that up on the way, or, you know, just ride it around for no reason at all. If you're the sort of person that wants to do that, you can just attack ships left, right and centre and try and sink them and steal their booty.
Yeah.
But
it's not engaging.
I can only play it for small periods at a time because
you get bored.
Yeah. I have been playing it and had YouTube going at the side. That's how engaged I am.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So I am going to play through, I am going to finish, and then it will be deleted. But I feel I have to finish it, because I actually bought this for about £4, so
yeah, get your value for money out of
it. I'm not going to walk away from it.
Good. Good to hear, Justin.
The next most recent game I have played is a VR2 game called What the Bat. Actually, okay. No, that's wrong. That was the first VR game I played. Because I tweeted saying that was the first VR game I played. The next game I played was Kayak VR. So this is the one that we put Ruth's brother on, and Ruth had a go. And basically, you're in a kayak, and your left and right controllers represent the left and right paddles. So you can paddle around, you can do courses and try and, you know, go through little gates, or you can just put it on free roam and go wherever you feel the need to. Or you can put it on little tour and it will effectively just make you sit there and it will take you down a river. And then if you want to, you can select Norway and you can select Storm and give yourself immensely bad seasick very quickly.
I'd imagine so, yes. Yeah,
that's what Ruth tried and then, you know, noped out of it.
Yes.
So after that, I realised a day later, I'm really sore behind the shoulders and I couldn't think why. And then it hit me that it was because I'd been going
kayaking.
You know, kayaking, yeah.
Virtual kayaking.
Yeah. So the other game I have played, so far I've only played two games on it, is called What the Bat. And
this is a cricket game.
Not quite what you're thinking, but you're on the right lines. Is baseball bats.
All right.
And you've seen the games that are like in the vein of Job Simulator and things where they're all like, you know, pastel-y colours and whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, in What the Bat, you have baseball bats for arms.
Lovely.
And you're tasked with doing stuff. But when you go into a level, you don't know what the challenge is going to be. And usually it involves hitting something to ultimately hit a trophy in the game. Or like there's one stage where you're in front of a fence and you just got to turn the fence posts around until there's paintings on the other side and it resembles a trophy. So there's one bit where you have to brush your teeth. So in the game, you've got your right bat has a toothbrush stuck to it. There's a tube of toothpaste on the sink in front of you. So with the left hand, you've got to smack down on the toothpaste to make a bit of toothpaste like squirt through the air.
Yeah.
And you've effectively got to catch it with the right hand. Then you've got to turn the taps on, wet the brush, and then simulate brushing your teeth with it. You work out to do that one. And the next one, don't ask me why, but there's an elephant with you. And you've got to brush the elephant's teeth. But the elephant is behind you. So you've got to like reach behind you to do it. One level, you are sat at a breakfast table. There's a bowl in front of you. There's a box of cereal. And you're like, okay, this is quite obvious. I've got to pour the cereal into the bowl. Well, baseball bats are round, aren't they, Colin? Or cylindrical. Yeah. Yeah, it's quite difficult to pick up a cereal box with
two round things without
it being all like twisted, and that probably took me a good 10 minutes to do.
So it's a party VR game, basically.
Yeah, it just puts you in a room, and then like you're expected to do something, but you don't know what that something is, and straight away. You just sort of play around. One level, you are in the kitchen. There's a washing machine, and you are clearly throwing laundry in the washing machine. So you've got to like flick the bat across the laundry in your vision, and try and propel it into the washing machine. Do it too fast, it goes up in the air. Do it too slow, it doesn't reach it. Do it at a funny angle, and you go wide. So you know it's a bit of practice.
Yeah,
and it's just bizarre, but I enjoy it. It's good fun. The company that made it have also done What the Golf, which I think is an iOS game. They're pushing at the moment. They've got a crossover with Among Us, so they're doing like space golf. I don't know.
Nice.
I don't have the ability to play their game, but it's mental and fun.
Good.
The other thing I did, thanks to Colin joining me on stream the other week and helping me get some multiplayer trophies, I am glad to now say I have the Meet Your Maker Platinum.
Yeah.
Effectively have no need to play the game, but I have not deleted it in case Mr. Colin says, oh, I want to play that again, that was fun. So I have kept it installed in case you have any desire to do so.
Yeah.
I don't need to go over what the game is again. We've talked about it before, and we played it on stream.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Colin, in the chronological order, what was your last save loaded?
So, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Ooh.
I've got a pining to play Red Dead Redemption 2, so I'm playing it.
I see.
I'm on Chapter 3.
Okay, so you've got out of the snow.
Got out of the snow, and I'm now moved to a new campsite, and now I've moved to another new campsite.
You moved along the river, if I remember.
Yeah, that's
now,
right. Yeah,
you're now like just outside of Valentine.
Yeah, it's
that's the campsite you spend most of the game in, yeah, if I remember.
I think I'm enjoying it more than I did 5 years ago when it came out. So yeah, I think it's one of them games. If you're in the mood for it, you'll enjoy it. So I'm enjoying it at the moment. But that sure that could change, Justin. So the other game I'm playing is Dredge, the fishing game. So there's, you know, we both played fishy games this month, this last 2 weeks, which I'm really loving, but I'm just a bit confused of where I have to go next, even though I've got a list of list of missions to do. I just need to upgrade my boat a bit more and go get them missions done. So then on Saturday I played some Sea of Thieves with Knackerback. That was a bit of fun. And then I got the plat for Days Gone, thanks to my friend Carlos. But I did also finish the game on the Switch, on the PC. So technically, you know, he helped me along, but I finished off and got the plat for Days Gone, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And then I played some Meteor Maker. So Justin said to me, oh, you have to do the prologue or something before you can play online. Well, my initial thoughts on the game were, this is a lot of crap.
But
before I got to playing with you, then it just clicked and I started to enjoy it.
Yeah, good.
And I've made my own level, which I got someone killed in, somebody died in. But then I've made a new level, but I don't have enough stuff to upload yet. I don't have enough.
Oh, you can't prestige it?
Yeah, so I don't. I'm still missing a few bits and bobs. I think it's currency I need or something like that.
There's three different currency types. The ones to do prestige to effectively reset your custom level so it will run again and give you free gear is the third one, the yellow one. And you just get that from completing levels. So you just need to raid a few and you'll get that able to pay through.
Right. Okay.
And then if you set up a private dungeon, not a private dungeon, sorry. if your outpost is a good one that kills lots of people, then you make a lot of the currency and effectively it lets itself prestige at that point. You just you make so much out of it that
you just
load it back up again, reactivate it, and off it goes.
Because it does only last for a certain amount of time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it depends on how big the collection point is when you buy it, when you unlock it in the first place. Yeah. The first one I did, I managed to play, I think it was once every 12 hours it was available to be refreshed. And when you do it 10 times, that's when it won't go any further and you basically have to just buy a new one and start again. But you might find it better to just build a second one and start again. The one that I did on my third attempt, because my second attempt hardly killed anyone, my third attempt was a real good kill box and I was just rolling in it at that point.
Nice, yeah. So, yeah, I think it's a really good game. Once you get into it, I think I'm level 6 now at this stage. I haven't played it this week, but I will get back to it.
Just don't do what I did and find yourself playing it till 2, 3 in the morning, because you're going, I will finish this bloody level before I get to bed.
There's some really good levels in it. There's really... The good thing about it is, you'll die the first few times, but then you learn. You basically get through it, and then once I pick up the thing in the middle, I'm always weary of traps on the way out.
Yeah.
And a lot of the levels I've played, most of the traps have been going in, and there's really only one or two traps coming out.
Yeah.
But I'm always weary that if I don't have many traps going in, there's plenty of traps coming out, you know, so...
The ones that will get you most will have like bomb drops and then like no way to get away from them.
Yeah.
But after a while you start realizing, like when we played, it was a case of, okay, so there's a downward slope there, so you just look down at the floor and make sure there's no spikes to impale you as you walk over them. And then look up and check there's none there. When you go into a room, look at the wall behind you as you walk in and make sure there's nothing above you. And you start thinking, where would I put a trap if I was trying to kill someone? Yeah. And after that, you start really expecting them. But the people I've seen play the levels, like, and the ones that raid your outpost successfully, they seem to do it in about 30 seconds, and you watch, and they're just running straight through because when, in most cases, when you see the little red alert flash up on the screen to suggest
Scrapple,
there's something going to be there,
yeah,
if you, in most cases, just move quickly, you'll not be there when it goes off.
Yeah.
So, and yes, you can upgrade them to keep firing at least twice, but in most cases, they will activate once and then shut down, and then you don't have to worry about them, but you get more points for destroying them anyway.
Yeah, there was one particular one now where I was walking down, just everything seemed to go off at once. There was bombs, there was traps, there was spikes, but then I just grappled right across, and I missed everything. The bombs just went past me, and I just hung on. When I grappled, I just stayed there for a few seconds, and then I dropped down. But then the actual core was just there, so when I came back out then, there was a trap behind the core, and there was a trap just as I got around the corner, and then there was another spike coming down from the ceiling. So that particular area was, he really focused all his traps in one particular area.
Yeah, just tried to make a kill room, yeah.
Oh, it was very good, but very good. I enjoyed it now, I have to say.
Well, there's one of the, I think the grenade advisor will let you unlock basically shields, and you'll just throw a little force field on the floor, and I started getting used to throwing one of them down on top of the gem mat, picking it up, and then watching what spawns for second wave stuff. Because if you get spikes that shoot at you immediately, they'll just shoot into the force field and you survive. Yeah. So that makes life a lot easier.
Yeah. Oh, it's a very good game now, I have to say. It's not something I would have played until Justin made me play it, but I'm glad he did. He's really coming up cropper lately. He's coming up trumps for me lately, because we played. The only game that Justin has ever recommended to me that I really still cannot stand is Blood Bowl, but other than that, all the other games he's recommended me, I've hated at the start and then grown to love them over time.
Yeah, I didn't recommend Worms to you. That was just
Which reminds me, we need to get back to Blood and Stone on Thursday, please God.
Oh, Rock and Stone.
Rock and Stone, Blood and Stone. Yeah, Rock and Stone.
Oh yes. Yeah, I'm sure Ruth would love a bit of Rock and Stone.
Yes. Okay, good. So that's everything, Justin. Shall I go on and move on with the Twitter comments?
Well, you played something on Saturday.
Yeah, at Sea of Thieves.
Yeah.
With Knackback, I mentioned that already. You weren't listening, Justin.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you should.
No, I got so focused on your Meet the Maker.
Excellent game. I recommend to anybody that has PS Plus to play it. Well, it's gone from PS Plus now, I'd imagine, is it?
It will have done by the time this show goes out, because the PS Plus game's changed on Wednesday this week.
Yeah, Wednesday. Is it Wednesday or Tuesday? Wednesday, isn't it?
No, it's Tuesday. Unless it's the first of the month, in which case it's the following week.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. So Twitter comments, Ian Bitdead at Bitdead77. 10 years of blood, sweat and tears, but we finally have the perfect show. Great work, gents. At last they've loaded. lots of tears. I'm not sure about the blood bit. I mean, we never got violent, did we?
Well, I think he was quoting you.
Yeah, he probably was.
Trillion Penguin, PIHC, at Bouncy Cynic says, at last overloaded, at Multiplat Man, you could always bring some my waddy over. # if you know, you know.
Yes. The only trouble with getting my waddy over is probably get confiscated at the airport.
Because nobody in it.
Yeah, liquids, and nobody heard of my waddy over there, so I'd probably strip search me and put plastic gloves up my arse to make sure I've no other contraband on me. So I'm sorry, but the my waddy will have... Oh, you can get them little squeezy ones that you put in my waddy into a water. Maybe I could bring them one of them over. I'll see. I have other things I may bring over. In Bitdead at Bitdead77, another show of broadcast excellence. At last save loaded. Thank you, Ian. Always good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gavin at KaiosOze13 says, at Multiplatman, listening to the latest episode of At Last Save Loaded, episode 18, season 3. No, you're not small. Remembering that time at #EGX when you sat in a normal gaming chair. And there was a photograph accompanying this of a chair that, it's fair to say, dwarfed you.
Yes, it did. Yes, it made me look like a special person. Okay, let's put it that way. It just makes me look horrendously like a dwarf. Excuse, nothing against dwarfs, but that's the way it look made me look. Complete Xbox at Complete Xbox. A new episode of the world famous at Complete Xbox podcast at Duncan Indie Choice and Audrin Johnson are joined by the big man at Berserker _ Dis. This week, Sifu, Dredge, Dead Island 2, sit down chat with At Last Save Loaded's Multiplat Man. There you go. I get myself around. Now, Justin, I love your questions of the fortnight because they're so simple and yet so complicated. You always add an extra little complication bit into it.
Well,
and you just never seem to be able to manage to keep it simple, plain English. So, go on, read it out there, Justin. Go
and,
on.
And always someone will answer half of it and not read the whole
thing. Yes, of course they will. Yes.
So, question is, just laugh. Colm and Justin are recording on Monday. With the Super Mario Bros. Movie doing so well, we'd like to know what's your favourite game-related movie and what's your favourite movie-related game? Now, I really expected to see a flood of Street Fighter the Movie the Game.
Yes, that would have been a blast from the past. I'm not sure. You see, realistically, there isn't that too many games. I mean, you could say Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah, but you can go back into the days of, you know, the Spectrum. You can, and the Nintendo. You could have the classic E.T. game for the the Atari 2600. You know, the classic Star Wars, where it had the vector graphics and you shoot the stars.
That was deadly, yeah.
Shoot the Death Star.
Yes, I hear the Super Mario Brothers has passed 1 billion or something like
that. I did actually forget to put it down as I've watched it because I did see it in opening weekend. So I didn't mention it 2 weeks ago, but there we are. Duncan Voices Indie Choices. CX at DunkIndieChoice says, not strictly a video game movie, but Scott Pilgrim vs. the World is my favourite film that references games loads.
Yeah, well, it is, isn't there?
Well, there is a film. Right, so there's Scott Pilgrim the Game, but that's based off the comics, but then the movie is based off the comics, but it's an adaptation. So there isn't a movie game, but there is a movie of the franchise. There's a game of the franchise. So that's why Trillian at Penguin, P-I-H-C at Bouncy Cynic said, there is a Scott Pilgrim game, though, so you gone done good.
You gone done good. Perfect English. Paul W. at just _ wondering _. Although I had low expectations based on the many terrible reviews, but I really enjoyed Assassin's Creed the movie. Yes, I did too, Paul.
Yeah, so by now people are demonstrating exactly what I'm saying. They're answering half of it, they're not answering the other way. So as you'd expect, Ruth Trillian Penguin, P-I-H-E, I fancy something, says, favourite film based on a game? Silent Hill. The first one is very good. Also liked Tekken, the motion picture, and Sonic 2. Game based on a film? Game based on a film? Ghostbusters from the C64 era. The Thing on PS2, also pretty solid.
Oh yes, I have a story about The Thing.
Okay. Please well, tell me your story.
Many years ago, Sandra was going into town. I asked her to pick up The Thing on PS2 for me. And she picked it up in game, which was around here at the time. And then I got home and excitedly opened the cellophane and discovered there was no game in the box. Now, you could imagine how I'm going to explain this, because we hadn't got cameras at the time. We hadn't got video recorders on our phones. So you could imagine how I was going to explain this. Well, I didn't have to because I pleaded with Sandra. I said, could you please go back in? Because I was still a young 30-something-year-old who was afraid to do things like go back in and change stuff. And yes, she did manage to convince the lads at the counter that I had not received the game. And then she received to bring it home to me.
Lovely.
And then 2 hours later, I said, I don't like this game. And she was going to hit me, but she didn't. So, yeah, there's my story about the thing. And when I see the thing in Smelly Shop, I laugh to myself. There you go. There's a story about the thing. Tony at Wickerman underscore Wickerman. No, yes, no, it's not. It's Tony at underscore Wickerman 73 underscore. I can't think of one film to game other than maybe Robocop back in C64 in Amiga days. I don't like any game to movie. I find them cringy. Lol. Ghostbusters were not bad on the C64. Give you that one. Well, there you go. Now, he answered the question correctly.
Well, he answered Ruth because he then sent in his own direct response.
Which was, there are no good games to film movies. A few are just about watchable, but most are just cringe. A movie to game, no idea. Lol.
I think that was before responding to Ruth like that.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway.
Dave at Yellowbug1969 says, favourite movie-related game will have to be Jaws on PS2. I mean, to be fair, as soon as I saw Dave, I thought it's going to be Jaws.
Exactly.
Especially after his most watched movie being Jaws. Game-related movie is tough to name one, but I'd say the CGI Resident Evil movies. I also have a soft spot for the two Silent Hill films. I've seen the first Silent Hill film. I own the second one, but I don't know if I've seen it. I've definitely seen, I think it's Resident Evil Retribution from the CGI movies. I've seen one of them. I mean, it was alright. I just don't have a great affinity for Resident Evil.
I quite enjoyed the Final Fantasy CGI movies that came out.
What, the Spirits Within or Advent Children?
The Spirits Within I quite enjoyed. I had it on the PSP at one stage.
Despite the fact it got commercially panned.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
I still own it. I think it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's a Final Fantasy. It's going to have a nuts storyline that doesn't really make sense.
Yeah. So, Kev at Kevney with a glass of wine. I'd like to say Silent Hill because it's a solid 5-star classic. But I'm more likely to watch Hitman because it's just fucking stupid. And I love fucking stupid films. Mad face with smiley rolls around the place laughing. Yes, I did and like. Now, which Hitman did you do? There was two Hitman movies, wasn't there?
There was. There was Hitman and Hitman Agent 47, I think, is the second one.
Yeah, I liked the second one.
With Agent 48 in it.
Yeah.
I thought just the first one was alright, to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Timothy Oliphant looked the part in the first one. He did. One. The second one, the guy they had doing it, didn't look right, but he definitely looked like you'd expect Agent 47 to be in the first one.
Yes.
Whether they bleached his face a bit, I don't know. Give probably. Give him a white out. Excuse me. So, Richard Forder. I don't know what the first image is, but the second one is a pumpkin, then a skull, then, I don't know, it looks like Donkey Kong.
Just squares are mine.
Yeah, I'm looking at the actual tweet. It hasn't come even through. At Burton Coggles says, and on the subject, stupid, I present Max Payne.
Cool. I hope you're keeping well, Rich. And Kev replied, this is like a race to the bottom.
I have not watched Max Payne, but I also have no interest in watching Max Payne. Or playing it. Lee B. beer mug, controller, dice. At Manic7Muppet8 says, Silent Hill, hands down in terms of game-related movie. Movie-related game, I'll go with Spider-Man 2 on PS2. Now, Spider-Man 2 on PS2 is generally accepted by people that have played it as a very good movie game.
I would say Spider-Man and the Vita is quite good too.
I haven't played that one.
Yes, I would say it's quite good.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, Mr. Cullum, what is your favourite movie-related game?
I would probably have to say Lord of the Rings.
Which one? The Fellowship of the Ring?
Yeah, I'd go with the Fellowship of the Ring because that came out first. I don't think I ended up playing the last one. But I do remember being quite excited on the PS2 for The Lord of the Rings. I think that may have been one of the first games I got from my PlayStation 2.
I thought you'd cop out and say Lego Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
In fact, yeah, I'm surprised there haven't been more Lego Star Wars ones on there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
There was.
What
about yourself, Justin?
For me, game from a movie.
Persona?
Well, no, because they haven't really done movies as such. I would probably go with...
You haven't talked this one through, Justin.
No, I did, but I can't think what it's called.
Join us next week.
I'm just gonna refer to my previous answer, go back in time and say Star Wars the arcade game.
Okay.
As in the not the arcade game from 1980 whatever, but Star Wars the arcade game, or the Star Wars trilogy arcade game, where you have a giant giant controller and you do lightsaber fights against Boba Fett and Darth Vader.
Nice.
What about your movie based on video games? And I'm surprised no one said it. The Super Mario Bros. Movie is very good.
It's based on a lot of Mario games. All of the Mario games, actually, if you look at it like that, certainly has a lot of Mario Kart in there, a lot of the other Mario things. Yeah, I actually saw that movie and I quite enjoyed it. It made me want to go and play a Mario game
Have liked the Mario movie. I've liked both the Sonic movies.
I haven't watched the Sonic movies. I was never a Sonic fan.
I don't think you need to be a Sonic fan to enjoy the movies, realistically.
I must watch it, yes. Yeah, certainly, I'd say, a movie based on a video game. Oh, that would have been The Matrix, but The Matrix came out first, so that would be a movie based on a video game. I did enjoy Assassin's Creed now. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was shite. Like 10,000 BC. That remake was absolute garbage. That was absolute garbage. So I'd say the Assassin's Creed game. I would say that.
If you were to talk about worst movie game, worst movies from video games, I think the Double Dragon movie.
Oh, never seen that, but I did see Doom. That was pretty bad.
Doom's okay until it goes first person, and then it's like, oh, let's just now look at it from the point of view of the dude carrying the gun, and it's just all respectability goes out the window at that point.
Yeah. What about yourself, Justin? Movie to video game. Would you have anything that comes to mind? Oh, right, that was both answers, was it?
No. Oh, sorry. Video game to movie.
Yeah.
No, I said the Mario Bros. Movie.
Yeah, okay, good.
And then I said Sonic movies were both good.
Okay, so this episode has been brought to you by Justin and myself not listening to each other and attentively not listening to each other, but there you go.
I tell you what, I will give you a straightforward answer that's not me cheating. I actually liked Street Fighter 2, the animation.
Never seen it.
It came on the PS2 disc I had for Street Fighter 15th anniversary.
Ooh, very good.
So
Tank Girl, that one with Kylie Minogue, that was pretty horrendous. Was that based on a comic?
Kylie Minogue wasn't in Tank Girl. That was Laurie Petty, I believe. And that was based on a manga. Kylie Minogue played Cammy in Street Fighter the movie.
Oh, right, okay. Nice.
You know, that famous British-Australian person.
Yes. So, some podcast mentions. Here's Out, Game Burst, 60 Minutes With, Film Guff, Lapse Gamer Radio, Seal Podcast. I think that's it, Justin. Yeah. I think we're done now. Anything to add? Because, you know, you like to add stuff.
No.
How is your PlayStation VR? Has it just got one more? And also I heard that the controllers only last about 2 hours. Is that correct?
Well, I haven't drained them. So, yes, it only has one wire. There's no, like, junction box. It doesn't need the camera. It just...
plugs in and goes.
It just plugs into the small USB socket on the front of your PlayStation 5.
Oh, the USB-C socket, is it?
The USB-C, yes.
All right.
And it comes with headphones that clip into the back of it, but I don't like those noise-cancelling earphones with the socks on the earpiece.
Yeah.
Because they just make me constantly feel like I'm underwater, or they make everything sound like that. So I've just been using my normal headphones over the top. And as for the Sense controllers? So I was a little bit surprised they came practically fully drained. Normally when you buy a controller...
Yeah, it's half charged.
That's it. It's got about half charge in it. But even in the instructions, it says, like, plug them in with a cable to sync them and then charge them and leave it charged overnight kind of thing. It's like, oh, okay.
Right, yeah.
So I don't know how long they will last, and I suspect, like all controllers, the more they're being used, the more they will drain.
I'm not sure if it's an issue anyway for a PSVR. You know, for it to last 2 hours, generally you tend not to play VR for that length of time like you would a normal game, I wouldn't imagine so.
No, well, Skyrim's not on this one, so...
No.
I don't know. The one thing I do like that you can do with this one so far... Well, there's a couple of things. So, first is on the headset, you've got a button which flicks between seeing the TV screens in front of your eyes... to the outward facing camera, so you get like a black and white vision of the room around you, so you can see to move around.
Yeah.
And that's just pressed by a quick button.
Yeah.
And secondly, you can tell the game where the floor space is that you've got available to you. So, like, you can effectively draw an outline on the floor. So you can go, for example, in my case, round the coffee table or round the sofa, and then it will take that information and it will tell you, like, for example, I downloaded Job Simulator, and it went, no, you can't play it because you haven't got a big enough play area.
Right.
Because you can't walk around. So it's like, okay, won't do that then. We'll play things we can do sitting down or standing up.
Yeah. And sitting down is less... disorientate and standing up, I'd imagine.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're less likely to hit things, but with the first VR, because you would tend to be looking at the TV, because that's where your camera would, in most cases, be, you would more often than not be facing the TV. In this case, because it doesn't use that camera, if you even have one, you can look in a completely different direction and play it.
Nice.
As you will find in 5 weeks.
Yes, I look forward to it.
As do I.
Okay, so Justin, where can people find you?
They will find me on lastsaveloaded@gmail.com on the emails. They can follow @lastsaveloaded and they can follow me @onya6. And Colin, where can people find you?
You can find me @multiplatman and... basically updating the show notes on Google Sheets now and again. I tend to write in the show notes, particularly for the movies. I'll probably start filling that in as soon as we're finished here, because I forget, and you know, it's not good to forget. Especially when you have to talk about it.
Yes.
So, Justin, say goodnight, Justin.
Good night, Justin.
Good night. Good evening, 4 minutes late, but I had to have a PPP, so
no problem. I told you I was having mine, and I was back in a suitable time for it, because when you got to go, you have no control over these things.
Well, you do, but I could hold it, but then it would very, very, could be a very high-pitched, squeaking colleague coming from the other end, so, you know.
Based off the last podcast, it'd be a PPP for a post.
Yes. Yes. Last podcast was a rough one. The night,
the squeaker at the end, was it?
No, last one. Yeah, well, I was up all night puking, so it was a PPP in that regard. Not a pre-podcast piss. It was more pre-podcast puke. It wasn't.
I had not made you sick.
No, Justin. No, God forbid. No, you couldn't do such a thing. I wouldn't let you take the credit for it either way. So anyway, yeah. So you didn't do it, so don't worry about it.
With my selfie that I sent you today.
Well, I was much impressed with your selfie from today. It was clean-shaven, Justin. The one I remember from years ago. Well, when he still had some dignity left.
I don't have to dress for office work anymore, so I don't need to go out of my way to make myself look pretty for anyone else.
So have you got your shirt still, or are you holding on to them just in case you get a new job and you have to go into an office?
Well, there is that. I did say to Ruth the other day, perhaps I should start wearing a shirt just to, you know, make some form of difference between my working hours and my social hours. But No.
Don't start wearing shorts, Justin. You're not old yet. I mean, look at me, 55, and I'm never out of a hoodie. If it's not a hoodie I'm in, it's a snuddy. There's always a hood there somewhere.
And if you're not in any, it's a nuddy.
A nuddy, nudie, yes. It is a nuddy, yes. Colleen is nuddy. I seem to have received a third eye today. There's a big spot in the middle of my forehead, so that looks really good. A cyclops. Well, I would, if I was a cyclops, I'd only have one eye in the middle, wouldn't I? Yeah, so.
Yeah. So a triclops then, if you will.
A triclops, yeah, that's it. Collie the triclops. Yeah, so how was things, Justin? Good. What's the weather like there? Good?
It's been good, yeah.
Did you leave in my bits of chatting to myself from the last episode? I didn't listen. Oh, that's good.
Stuff was moved around a little bit, but
Seem to have got a reaction about my height on Twitter as well. About, no, you don't look, you're not that small, Collie, as Ruth says. I just listened to the latest episode. No, Collie, you're not that small. Don't worry about it. Anyway, so we've only got 5 weeks left before I see you in the flesh.
I was explaining to the girls today how it's going to be, it's bank holiday weekend now, it's bank holiday week next week, then it's 2 weeks of normal Monday to Friday, then it's a bank holiday week which ends with us going to the board game expo, then the following week it's Hey Column,
yes, wonderful. Do you plan on us recording that when I'm there?
I think people will be disappointed if we don't have
a
live recording of some sort.
So when you pick me up from the airport, then we'll just do that there and then get it out of the way.
Airport?
We could do it in the car coming from the airport.
My laptop monitor doesn't work. That's my excuse.
All right, good. Okay. Well, it should be a good laugh anyway. We've only ever done one other one in person, and that was in a tiny bedroom. back in Birmingham.
Yes, we've done one in the hotel room, that's right.
Yeah, well, you couldn't call it a hotel room, really. A cupboard, I would say, that was. A cupboard.
Next to the bed.
Yeah, next to the bed. Yes, yes. Okay, let's get the show on the road, Justin. Bearing in mind, I'm editing. And, indeed. You know, we like to keep it on the air, at least. Anyway, let's go for it. 3, 2, 1.